USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A group of mercenary soldiers had been advancing toward Moscow before its leader reportedly agreed to stand down on Saturday. Military analyst Mike Lyon says the facts from this would-be coup are minimal but important.
For all that's happened, Vladimir Putin is weaker today than he was when this started. And if that's the only thing Prigozhin wanted to get out of this, even sacrificing himself now as he's been exiled to Belarus, maybe that is going to, from his perspective, feel like it's been worth it.
The White House says President Biden is monitoring developments after briefly delaying a scheduled trip to Camp David. Former President Trump says he will contribute to the legal fund for January 6th defendants. He spoke at a private event Thursday hosted by a group raising funds for those charged in the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. In a video of the speech posted on social media, Trump said, quote, "You have great people and they've been made to pay a price." He also made claims that BLM and Antifa were behind the riot. The support ship that launched the final dive of the Titan submersible returned to Canada.
The Polar Prince arrived at St. John's, Newfoundland, with its flags flown at half-mast. Experts believe that all five passengers aboard the small submersible died instantly due to an implosion as they descended toward the Titanic wreck site. Canadian officials have officially launched a safety investigation. After a search spanning nearly 5 days, search crews finally located fragments of the Titan on the ocean floor last Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is calling for a federal 15-week abortion ban as the U.S. marks 1 year since the end of Roe v. Wade. The 2024 presidential candidate spoke Saturday at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on where COVID-19 came from. That's according to a new report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Montana officials are responding to a train derailment in the Yellowstone River. A freight train plunged into the river after a bridge collapsed on Saturday near Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. Oil is reportedly leaking into the river. No injuries were reported. Texas has now sent over 500 busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the country. Governor Greg Abbott praised the milestone on Friday, saying it has provided relief to overwhelmed border communities. More than 10,000 asylum seekers have been sent to Washington, D.C. since the program started. As many as 8,000 have been brought to New York City. The Qatari Investment Authority is close to buying a stake in three American professional sports teams.
The Athletic reports the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Qatar is in talks to buy a stake in the parent company that owns Washington's local NBA, NHL, and WNBA teams. The deal for the small ownership stake would be valued at about $4 billion. This follows an agreement between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabian-owned public investment fund to merge the Tour and LIV Golf. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The new Jennifer Lawrence comedy, No Hard Feelings, is off to a fast start at the box office. The R-rated comedy made just over $2 million thanks to Thursday previews. It's projected to make $12 million in its opening weekend, but The Flash is projected to stay atop the box office with up to $25 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.